Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Kuf Ayin, mitzvah 170, as we continue in Parshas Tazria, the second mitzvah related to Saras. We started last time Tumas Saras, and today we get into one of the specific mitzvahs. We said last time there were eight mitzvahs related to Saras in general. This is the first losase. Shelo legaleach se'ar hanesek. Not to cut off the hair of a nesek. What does that mean? So we know there are different types of saras the Torah describes, and depending where it is on the body, there are different halachas. So the type of saras that today's mitzvah deals with is a mark of saras that is in an area where there is supposed to be hair, meaning on top of your head or where one's beard is. That's a nesek. So what exactly is it? So the Torah describes the ish o isha. Pasuk Chaf Tes. V'isho isha ki yeh bo nega barosh o bezakan. If there's a nega. So how do you have a nega if there's hair there? So as the Mefarshim explain, it means the hair falls out. In the middle where there's hair supposed to be, the hair falls out and a possible spot appears there. V'ra ha-kohen is a nega. The kohen looks at the nega. V'hinei ha-mareh ha-mok v'na'ar. U'bot se'ar tzahov dak. There is a golden hair in that spot where your hair fell out and now there's a golden hair there. That is Vade Saras, and that we say, the coin declares Tami right away. Saras Harosho Azakanu. That's either on the head, or on the Zakan, or in the beard area. The Chiyir HaKoin is Nega HaNesek. But if he looks at the Nega, Vihine Ein Mareo Mokmanar, right, it is not, it's not exactly, Saras. Viseir Shachar Ein Bo, and there is no black hair in the middle. A black hair would tell us it's not Saras. So there's no black hair, but there's no gold hair. Gold hair would tell us it's Vade Saras. A black hair would say it's not Saras. But this is in the middle. There's no golden hair, which is Vade Tame, and there's no black hair. So what do you do? V'hiskir, HaKohen Tzeneka, Shivas Yamim. The Kohen puts him away for 7 days. This is called Hesker. This is the closing up of the first week of closing up of the potential mitzora muskar. For then what happens? Barak, what is it? Negab Yamashvi. The Kohen takes another look at it on day 7. V'hinei lo pasa hanesek. And the nesek did not spread. What do you mean did not spread? How do you know if it spread? Ah, now we're getting to our mitzvah. Because what we do is, right, there's a bald spot. So what do? We shave the entire head, the whole area, except for a little bit of hair right around where the bald spot is. We leave two rows of hair right around where the bald spot is, and then we cut around all around the outside of it. So then over the week, we could see if the bald spot spread. If it spread, meaning some of the hair that we left fell out, boom, that's going to be a siman of saras. If it didn't, that's not. That's why we shave all around, but we leave the hair just around it, as we'll see in a second. If it did not spread, and there is no golden hair, what do you do? The hisgalach. You shave the area, right? Rashi says, Sivivos HaNesek. You shave all around it. Ves HaNesek Lo Yigaleach. And you don't shave the Nesek. So Rashi notes that. What do you mean? The Nesek is, the hair fell out already. So Rashi quotes from the Medrash, Meniach Shtei Cyrus Samach Lo Saviv. You leave two hairs with next to it. Kedei Shei Nikar in Pasa. Shem Yifse Yavar Cyrus V'yaitzei L'maka Magiluach. It'll go out. And that's what it says. V'skalach V'sanesek Lo Yigaleach. You leave this and the Koi puts him away for 7 days and you keep seeing if it spreads or not. If it doesn't spread, then he'll be declared Tahar. If it spreads, then he will be declared Tameh. Okay, so that is the halacha. But within this halacha, we have the pasuk that says, v'hiskalach v'es hanesek lo yigaleach. Chazal understand that to mean that a person cannot take the law into his own hands and cut off the hair right around the nesek. Let's see the chinuch now. That's all background. Shelo legaleach se'ar hanesek, she'ne'emar v'es hanesek lo yigaleach. Klomar, oso se'ar sha'al makom hanesek lo yigaleach. You can't cut the hair that is next to the makom. V'lashon sifra, meaning, minayin l'toli simani tuma mitoch nisko sh'over b'lo sase. The issur is to make it impossible for the coin to clear it to tameh. How do you know that? Sh'nemar v'es hanesek lo yigaleach. V'hoin yan, what is the reason, what is the issue that is behind this mitzvah, Kadeshi Yakir HaKohen, Simani HaTumah V'Sairus. The Kohen has to recognize whether it's spread or not, whether there's a Simon of Tumah here, and therefore, that is this Isser. One is not allowed to be Megaleach, a Se'ar that's either there for me, for the Kohen to know whether it's spread or not, and maybe even included in here is that golden hair. If I see a golden hair that grows and I cut it off, so then that is included in this Isser D'Oraisa. Fine. So Misharshi HaMitzvah. What is the message behind this mitzvah? L'rameis, to teach us. She yizbol kol adam eizet tzar ve'eizet onei she'anishu Hashem Baruch Hu. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us a patch, when he's giving us a message, we have to take it like a man, and we have to realize it's a message from him. V'lo yiva'et bahem. And not to rebel and be bo'et, and to be very upset and angry, and direct that at God. That's the message. V'al yachshov. And not to think that I could try to outsmart God. I'm going to outsmart God. What am I going to do? I'm going to cut the hair around it. I'm going to cut it off. So then I'm not going to be declared a mitzora. No, that's awesome. That's not allowed to be done. Rakishlo, what should I do? There's one way that I could try to change my status, and that is by davening. Davening one can do. Taking the law into my own hands and trying to cut off the tzaraz is not acceptable. Rakishlo levakish tchina meisakel barachu sheirapei machatz makosav. Right, I should ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help me, and I should try to do tshuva if it came, assuming it came for lashon hara. V'zeh asharish yaspik gamkin lo lav de lo yokets beherto shebeseder kiseitze. The chinuch alludes to us that there is another mitzvah that is very similar to this. Way back, way down in Pasha Kiseitze, towards the end of the Torah, mitzvah, tough, kuf, pei dalid. There is an issur there, daraisa, to cut off any simin saras. If I have other tsarases that we spoke about on Thursday, if I have a sapachas or a beheres, the other types of white spots, different shades of white. So if I, let's say, before I go to the car, I want to cut it off. I don't want to be declared a mitzvah. I cut it off. That's an issur daraisa. He shomer b'negat tsaras l'shmar mobile associate to be. You can't cut off a negat tsaras. So this is parallel. This is just like that issur. You know how to cut off the hair. In the types of saras where hair plays a role, where it makes you tame, or the hair is used to see if it's spread. And the chinuch says over there, look back at Tazria, the same message is given over. Okay, hopefully we'll get back to a difference between them in a minute, but that is the two mitzvahs. Again, tuf kuf pei dalin in the chinuch is the issur daraisa of cutting off any spot of saras, and this is similar, cutting off any hair that plays a role. It's interesting that the chinuch says, what's the message of this mitzvah? Don't try to outsmart God. Right, that's the message of the mitzvah. You don't think it's such an exciting mitzvah, cutting off some hair around the saras. But you think about the message. It's unbelievable. Right? Because the person thinks, I'm going to cut it off and I'm not going to become tame. Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to, his plan works and we shouldn't try to get around it. So there's a very connected story at the end of Maseches Sukkah, on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara there says, Hanhu Trei, well, it's the title of the Gemara is Rabbi Yochanan. Am Rabbi Yochanan, Nun Gimel. Ragloi Debar Inish, the legs of a person, Inun Arvin Bey, they are the cosigners, so to speak. La Asar Demisbi, in the place, meaning God will take your legs where you're supposed to be. La Asar Demisbi, in the place where you are needed, Taman Movilan Yaseh, your legs will take you there. What do you mean? So the Gemara tells a story. Hanu tarti kushoy. Davi kami kami shlomo. There were two kushoyim. Who were kushoyim? Beautiful people. Excuse me, Rashi says. I'll shame show you yafin. Karle hachi. Who are they? Eli charaf va'achia. They were two sofrim of Shlomo. Two scribes of Shlomo. Havi yomachah. There was one day. Chazi l'malach ha'maves. Davi ka'atziv. Shlomo Melech obviously had x-ray vision into the spiritual world. He saw the malach ha'maves and he looked very sad. Malach HaMavis, so Shlomo Melech says, hey Malach HaMavis, angel of death, why are you so sad? Amalei, you have no customers today. Amalei, Amai Atzibis, why are you so sad? Amalei, Tekapo Minoi, Hani Tadikushoi, I gotta get those two guys, the Yasvihach, that they're here, I gotta get those guys, I can't figure out how to get them. So Shlomo Melech hears this, he's like, he wants to get these two guys? And he's sad, he's trying to figure out a way to get them, I have to get him out of here. So what did he do? Masrinu l'seirim, shadrinu l'machuz de Luz. He sends them quickly to Luz, to the gates of the city of Luz. Right when they get to the gates of the city of Luz, they drop dead. Kimatz l'machuz de Luz, shechiva, they died. L'machar chazi al-malach ha-maves, t'kaveh kabadach. The next day, Shalom sees al-malach ha-maves cracking up. Amrleh, my b'dich, is what are you laughing about? So al-malach ha-maves says, I couldn't figure out a way to get him to Luz. So thank you very much. It's exactly what I needed. Says, ba'aser de bo minoi, tamon shadratinu. Shlomo Melech says, what Rabbi Yochanan says, obviously Rabbi Yochanan got it from him, I see from here there's no way to get out of the clutches of God. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants a person somewhere, and he's a person somewhere, that's it. Raglohi debar inish, inun arvin bey, la'aser demisbi, tamon movilin yosei. Right, the legs of a person take you where one is supposed to be. Right, that's the Gemara. That's exactly the message of this mitzvah. This mitzvah is, we shouldn't try to outsmart God. Kodesh Baruch Hu has the divine plan. It's even I forgot to bring it. I'm going to bring it, the Yarudeyach Elegimel, if you have one there. There is that Gemara is a basis for a halacha that if somebody sees a meis mitzvah, so the halacha is basically a kone mekomo. Are you allowed to move a nifter that you find on the, right? In the olden days, it was really more common. You find a corpse on the floor. So halacha is you have to bury it, meis mitzvah. And halacha is meis mitzvah kone mekomo. The Yoredeya says in Shulchan Aruch Seh, thank you, in Shin Samach Dalid Os Gimel. Shulchan Aruch says Shin Samach Dalid Siv Gimel Meis Mitzvah Shemitzah Adam Basada VeKavro Sham Afilu Shalomi Das Balasada Asu Lefanoso Shmeis Mitzvah Kona Makomo. It's part of this spiritual idea that wherever a person is, that's where he was supposed to be. And if he's buried in a certain spot, that's it. That was where HaKadosh Baruch Hu had him in mind. V'chol Amotso Tzorach LaKavro V'chol Shemotso. If you find him anyway, you got to bury him there. Okay, nowadays Jewish cemetery, v'chulu, maybe that, but this is the halacha, so the basis of that halacha could very well be this idea. There is one person that seemed to try to outsmart God in the Gemara, which you might remember, and then we'll get back to specifically Tzaraas, and that was Chana. Chana came up with an unbelievable argument. In Maseches Brachas and the Flamin Aleph and Beis, if you remember the Lashon in Ra'o Tireh, when Chana is davening for a child, so Chana says, I really want a child, I really want a child. See me, see my pain, in Ra'o Tireh, double Lashon. So what does that mean? So Chana says, unbelievable. Amar Chana Fnei Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ribono Shel Olam. What's Ra'o Tireh? Im Ra'o Mutav. If you see my pain and give me a child, fine. V'im Lav Tireh. And if not, Tireh. Check out what I'm going to do. What am I going to do? Eilech Ve'estater Bifnei Elkana Ba'ali. I'm going to go and get warned by my husband not to have yichud with a certain man. I'm going to go have yichud with another man. I'm not going to do anything, obviously, but I'm going to have yichud with another man. It's going to be witnessed by two witnesses that I have yichud. They're going to bring me as a sota, and the halacha is, as we know, that if a sota did not commit the crime, then there's a promise for Nixav and Israel Zara. She's going to have children. So I'm getting children one way or the other. You know, either you're going to give me kids, or I'm going to make myself into a sota, and then have the promise of Nixav and Israel Zara come true. So it's up to you. That's Chana. Pnei Yeshua says there, what? Chana? It's Rav Yichud is Daraisa. Okay, she was going to plant witnesses behind. All the Achronim try to figure out, try to this Gemara. The Pnei Yeshua ends up saying that it was just a threat. Didn't really mean. And really what she was saying was that it's not fair that the Prutzos amongst us, they could get children. And the Tznuas amongst us can't. That's what she was basically saying. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not fair. But that's somebody that tried to use the system, so to speak, to get to Kadosh Baruch Hu, but obviously she was answered. That was appropriate here in our mitzvah and also Shlomo HaMelech. The message being that we can't try to get away from Hakadosh Baruch Hu's ultimate din. Okay, just to note, it's interesting that if you look in the psukim that we just read before we get to Dini HaMitzvah, the gimel in Vehis Galach is big. There's a mesorah. It's a mesorah that the sofrim write Vehis Galach big. Vehis Galach Vesanesak Lo Yigalech. Why is it big? So there is a Gemara in Kiddushin that says this Gimel is the middle of the Torah in letters. We count them up. It doesn't seem to be true in the counting. But either way, that is the Misorah. Others say that, so in the Shemana Tov, he says maybe this is alluded to the Hiskalach. You know, you have to shave him. It's a remez that at 3 years old, you get an upsharing. It's a remez to that. The Hiskalach, a big Gimel in the word to shave. That's a remez to upsharon. Again, that's a very not too many sources on upsharon. There is a medrash by Arla about it, but if that is one's minhag, this is a remez if they want to find the remez in the Torah for it. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, midine hamitzvah. What are the halachas of this mitzvah? Mash Amr Zacharim Lavracha, Kates and Megalchan Asanesak. There are halachas in Maseches Nigaim. All of Maseches Nigaim is about Tzaraas. So there it says how we shave. Right, because the pasuk says, shave it, but there's an issur to shave it. So it means you have to shave all around it, leave the inner rim, so we will be able to see if it spreads, and the issur is to cut that inner rim. Or any of the, maybe even the Seir Tzahov, the golden. That's the issur. So how do you do it? Megaleach chutzalah, umeniach shtei sairos samachlo. Exactly what we just said. You shave around it, and leave the two hairs close to it. Kedeshi ein makir hapishayon. So that the spreading will be clear. This shaving can be done by anybody. Doesn't even have to be done by the Kohen. So says the Sefer HaChinuch, all the other pratim, and that the Isser is only betar with a razor, is explained in a Gaon. The Minchas Chinuch and Os Aleph notes that according to the Chinuch's reason that he gave of this mitzvah, that it's all about you have to make sure that the hair is left there in order to be able to see the spreading, so why should it make a difference what you shave it with? Shave it with a razor, shave it with anything else, shave it with cream. It should still be usser if the whole purpose. So you see, says the Menachas Chinuch, though it's a nice reason, ultimately it's a gzeras hakasef. It's a gzeras hakasef, shaving, and shaving by definition is with a razor. Menachas Chinuch says on the third line, mikol makom gzeras hakasefu. And therefore, it could only be with a razor. Second skinny line, avagav da'ideze eno nikar b'pishayon. If you don't do it with a razor, you're still not going to violate the issur daraisa, even though you won't be able to see the extension. Number one. Another important point is that Menachas Chinuch brings up in Oz Beis that the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Lama Gimel. We did this Gemara last year. The Gemara there talks about, that's in the Perek of our beloved Demila. So the Gemara talks all about Bris Mila on Shabbos. So the Gemara says there that a Bris Mila is Docha Shabbos, and a Bris Mila is also Docha Saras. Docha Saras. Meaning if there is a Negat Saras, if there is a Saras spot on the foreskin, and day 8 of that we're going to do the Mila, we are allowed, not only allowed, obligated to do the mitzvah of Mila, even though we're going to cut off the Negat Saras. And it says in Parashat Kisei, say, Hishamar v'Negat Saras, Asmar v'Avlasos, it doesn't matter, it's a special pasuk. The pasuk says, Amar Basar Avavishisham Baharas, Yamul, Divri Reb Yoshia, Shabbos Kuflam Gimel is a special mitzvah, special pasuk that goes out of its way to teach me that if there's a Negat Saras on the Arlo, you're still allowed to do it. Asi Docholosa say, you're allowed to do it. The Minchas Chinuch points out that we do not find a parallel to this case of cutting off the hair. By cutting off the Negat Saras itself, that Isser that we spoke about in Kisei, say, you find a source. But, says the Minchas Chinuch, I'll be hesitant to say that the same thing would apply here. Meaning, if you, for some other reason, are cutting off the hair. Unless you're just getting a haircut. Do you have to be so careful at that spot? If my kavana is to get a haircut and not to cut it off, says the Minchas Chinuch, yes, you have to be careful. Because you don't find the heter by this isser. You only find it being docha the other the isser related to saras, and that is cutting off a nega. But here, it seems like, in Oz Beis, on line 4, Venirali Barer, Tilini Hanesek Bevadai Psik Resha, Aser B'chol Yisrael Shabbat Torah. Even if your kavana is to get a haircut and to look nice for Yantif and not to cut off the nesek, still it's psik resha. Like we find in Hilchah Shabbos, says the Minchas Chinuch and it will be aser. Da'alav azeh b'vnei atzmo. So too, we might add, once he's bringing in psik resha, what if the mitzora, the potential mitzora, wants to brush his hair? Wants to brush his hair, and he's going to brush right near there. And we know that when we brush our hair in the normal way with a brush, hair gets ripped out. If we use a soft brush with soft bristles, then maybe hair won't get ripped out. Then okay, just like Shabbos. But on Shabbos, okay, is we spoke about it last week in the Malacha of Gozes, that was in Yeshiva, that if I brush my, I'm not allowed to brush my hair the normal way on Shabbos because I'm going to rip out hair. Do it very softly. So do here. If I'm brushing my hair and I have a spot of nesek on my head, I got to brush around it. I have to make sure not to brush near there because if I brush it in the normal way and it's a psik resha, it's for sure going to happen. I'm going to get the Issur D'oraisa anyway, even though it is not my kavana. We had a Ian Shear on this, a Dapa Ian Shear, relating to why psik resha should be chayiv. If I have kavana to brush my hair, so why should I be chayiv? So what is for sure going to happen? Right, I have kavana to brush my hair. So we spoke about Lagalandis, Rabbi Elchanan, in the Kovet Shiurim in Ksubis, Simen Yud Ches, says that, well, there are two ways you can look at it. One could either say that if it's for sure going to happen, it's as if you had kavana. So you say you didn't have kavana, but if the result is vadai, then we have to view it as if you had kavana. Number one, or do we say, no, you don't have to have kavana, possibly. But if it's for sure going to happen, it's still enough connected to your action that we say it's as if you did it. You did it. We hold you responsible for it. But it's not as if you had kavana. Okay, we're not having a shiur on psik resha now, but remember that Kovet Shiurim, one of the most important sources in the sugya psik resha, and Simen Yud Ches in Ksubis. Okay, that takes us through a little psik resha. Finishing up, the Sefer HaChinuch says in the last paragraph, V'no heges b'zacharim u'b'nekevus, this mitzvah applies to men and women, b'chal makom u'v'chal zman sheyish kohen chacham liros hanagaim. This mitzvah applies always, whenever there is a chacham kohen to see negayim. But if there's no kohen around that's looking at the negayim, this mitzvah would not apply. That's what the Chinuch says. The Menachas Chinuch again expresses surprise. Why should this mitzvah? What if nowadays there's no kohanim, but I get a negat saras? I get the hair. Why shouldn't it be asur? Says the Minchas Chinuch in Os Hay, third line, V'nira midivrei Rav Machaber. It seems from the Rav Machaber, it must be that there's no iser to cut the hair right when it grows. It must be this iser of Shalom Galeach Yarnesek only applies after stage one, when a kohen looks at it and then shaves around it and puts you away, or looks at it and says, I have to come back. It's got to be after step one. Because if it's even before step one, then it should be a noeg even bisman hazeh. The fact that the Chinuch says that it's only noeg, when there is a kohen chacham, it must be that it is not, it is only noeg after the kohen starts step one. V'nira midivrei Rav Machaber again. Shadavka la'achar hesker rishon, shenizgalech, az over balav im gilach hanesach. Only then. But beforehand, if not, skip a couple of lines. Ubevade af bizman hazeh shein lanu kohanim chachamim umiyuchasim. We don't have real kohanim miyuchas mikamakam chayim mishem kotzis beherto. The other is sir of kiseitze cutting off a negat saras. That's also even today. If you know it's saras and you cut it off, so that's also daraisa. But this isser is different. This isser of cutting off the hair only applies once the process started. Once the kohen is maskir him, so then if I try to cut it, that would be a problem. So again, this would be on the list of mitzvahs that are not noeg bizman hazeh, even though the later one, the kiseitze mitzvah, which is connected, would be noeg bizman hazeh. Okay, this is one of the other mitzvahs of mitzorah. But shall we continue next time with how a mitzorah behaves. This is an issur of what a mitzorah is not allowed to do. We're going to talk about once somebody becomes a mitzorah, certain behaviors that he has related to his clothing and his hair and other halachas where he stays. Okay, we will stop here. It should be, hopefully, if anybody's interested, the talk before slichas should be put up on the OU website. Hopefully, you'll be able to find it.